German Travel Radio's newest edition, and when I look outside my window I see coming down a mixture of rain and snow. It's the right time to dream about our last vacation under the sun on Florida's Anna Maria Island. I'm Rüdiger Edelmann, welcome to our show today. There is one fact about Anna Maria you have to keep in mind. On one hand, you don't have a lot of big hotels, which is great. But if you decide to fly in for a vacation, maybe over Thanksgiving you might get a problem with accommodation. This in mind, we decided to rent a vacation home. Of course, you are going to find apartment resorts, but to be honest, didn't you like your vacation home much more if you rent one in a more private neighborhood, equipped with a tropical garden, grill and a private pool? We did, and so we rented our own private one-bedroom home.
This Class Run 9 travel weather is brought to you by the hospitals of HCA West Florida with ER wait times via text messaging. Text ER to the number 23000.
Life is a journey.
Life's a journey, booked, traveled and being overwhelmed. Of course, the rates aren't cheap, but worth it. More amenities, more space, more privacy. First thing I realized, the properties of Anna Maria Vacations are much more modern and elegant than the houses of their competitors. Big questions, how do they do this? Question to Mia Popaya, marketing manager of Anna Maria Vacations. What about your company and the philosophy behind it?
We have about 230 different properties, from one-bedroom condos to nine-bedroom homes right on the beach. And then we, you know, based on what the information they gave us, we try and find them the best fit.
And how do you select the special houses and condos you're offering?
Well, we have a very special model. We try to aim more towards the luxury. We definitely have a broad spectrum of properties, but we aim to provide luxury vacations. So we want to make sure it has a pool. If it does have a pool, that it's a private heated pool. We want to make sure everything's in working orders, you know, new appliances, new furniture, everything is kept up, you know, great location and everything like that.
Are there private owned homes you're renting as an agency, or do you actually even own properties?
They're privately owned homes, so individual owners own the properties and then choose us as their property management company.
But when you look onto the homepage, for example, what I did before asking about renting a small little one-bedroom house, you could find when you scroll through all the photos, you can find, let me say, a special kind of philosophy. You find, and this is not boring at all, in some cases, the same tables, the same garden furniture. When you look at the pools, you find that table at the end of the pool where you can sit in the water to have breakfast, for example, or whatever you like. Who is doing all that? Because you have to convince people who own the houses to do all this, and I think even to pay for that.
Well, there's, you know, several different, you know, builders out on the island, and then a lot of them are brand new homes, and there's several different decorators, professional decorators, and they kind of cater towards what has been proven in the past has been a big hit with visitors. You know, they want to be able to envision themselves laying in the by the pool, you know, having a coffee or something out on the rooftop deck, looking at the sunset or the sunrise. So kind of just tried and true, you know, what we've seen to be a success and what have people enjoyed in the past.
To go on in that, concerning to that style, my impression was you're selling more modern and stylish product than your competitors.
Yes, we definitely try to, you know, offer, you know, the brand new luxury lifestyle. We are trying to aim towards, you know, providing amenities you typically don't see, you know, for instance, the rooftop deck or the water slide in the pool, you know, the deluxe spas, the changing pool lights. A lot of our homes offer bikes and arcade games and Xbox, Wii, basically anything you don't have in your regular home that you'd want to kind of get away for a week that you would want to experience.
Well, to talk about the clients, where do they come from?
We have a really good mix. We have a lot of visitors from the U.S. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of visitors from Florida, actually. That's one of our biggest markets. People coming from Miami, people coming from Orlando and Ocala. We have a lot of people coming from up north, from New York, Ohio. We have a lot of European visitors from the U.K. and, you know, from Germany. What a lot of people really enjoy doing is, especially from Europe, they come for a longer stay, about 14 days. And Anna Maria Island is in such a great location. You can go to Orlando for a couple of days, do Disney World, you know, go to Tampa, do Busch Gardens, and then finally finish your vacation on Anna Maria Island and just relax and do nothing. Just enjoy the beach. So you kind of get all the great things about Florida right there on your one-stop vacation.
Of course, we have to talk about rates, seasonal prices, and my impression was the more people and the bigger the house, the more affordable it is.
Yes, actually, you know, sometimes when you look at a home, you think, oh my goodness, it's, you know, $5,000-$7,000 a week. But when you break up the fact that it can, you know, how many bedrooms it has, how many people you can sleep, it's much more affordable than actually staying at a hotel and booking 3 or 4 or 5 bedrooms to accommodate, especially if you're traveling with a bigger group. You know, you get all the amenities, you have your own private home, your private pool, you have a kitchen, you can cook all your meals, you have a grill, you know, it's definitely a great amenity to have.
She is quite right saying this, and I think over the amount of $2,300 for 14 nights in November, if you compare the amount to $250 for a nice hotel room per night, we were saving more than $1,000 while having more comfort and more space than in a hotel room. But for German visitors, it's still some hesitation thinking of making a reservation via phone or online. They don't feel very good giving away their credit card number to a company they don't know. Mia says, please ask Thea, who was sitting with us at the interview table. She might help you.
My name is Thea Papaya, and I'm the guest services manager at Anna Maria Vacations.
Yes.
It's a sister act. I pretty much handle, you know, just regular reservations. And then if we have any conflicts, any issues that arise, they come to me and then I deal with them.
And you told me a well-kept secret. Laughter about the sister act story and the luck for German guests that Thea speaks proper German. So we decided to go in our language, which I have to translate for our English spoken listeners. So Thea, how does a reservation work out at Anna Maria Vacations?
Normalerweise kriegen wir.
Thea tells me that normally clients communicate via email, but beside the fact that most of the Germans are able to speak English, there are a few telephone calls in German, and these calls naturally end up on her table.
Wie ist das eigentlich mit der Sicherheit? Ich glaube,
well, one important thing for Germans is internet security. They are concerned about giving away the credit card number after having done the reservation. How do you deal with that?
Und dann passieren vielleicht ganz schreckliche Dinge. Wie ist es mit der Sicherheit?
Wir kriegen das mehr von den internationalen Gästen als von den US-Gästen.
Her answer was quick. At first, mostly people outside the US are concerned, she tells. But there is no risk at all. If clients book via phone, they get an email at once describing the whole reservation, the amount plus name of the booking agent. So everybody should be able to check these facts at once. On top, they don't have to pay the whole amount at once.
Wenn sie telefonieren können, können sie ihre E-Mail checken und dann sofort sehen, dass alles durchgekommen ist. Namen und natürlich den, so die Amount,
Summe.
Die Summe, genau, der Reservierung.
Und es gibt einen richtig guten Service.
That brings me to the special paying service Anna Maria Vacations is providing. Yes, tells Thea, the first amount is $250. 10 days later, we charge the clients 25% of the rental, and 90 days before the vacation starts, they have to pay the rest. Nobody can forget these dates, because everybody gets an email as a reminder.
Dann sofort, wenn Sie das Haus buchen, eine Woche später, die 25% und und dann 90 Tage vor der Ankunft der Gesamtpreis.
That's clear and easy, and I promise when doing our reservation, there weren't any problems. When the day of arrival comes, many agencies force you to step by in the office to pick up the key and get directions. My experience of arrival was quick and easy.
Das ist alles kompliziert, es ist vielleicht niemand mehr da. Das ist bei Anna Maria Vacations clever and simple, ja.
Ja, wir machen das ein bisschen einfacher.
Yes, Thea says, 10 days before arrival we send you a 4-digit code and the exact address so you can head directly to your house, open a key box with the code, enter your home and that's it. If there are any problems, guests could easily call us on our 1-800 number, which is on duty 24 hours a day.
Sicherheit und Anna Maria Island. Ich hatte den Eindruck,
there is one question left about security on the island. Our impression was no risk at all. We forgot to close a door, no problem. We arrived and tried to enter our code into the key box, realizing that the box wasn't locked at all.
Ich habe zwar im Dunkeln mit Taschenlampe geguckt, um die richtige Nummer zu finden, aber sie war schon eingestellt. Ich hätte sie eigentlich aufmachen können. Das heißt, Kriminalität, das ist, glaube ich, ein Fremdwort hier.
Ist das ein Fremdwort? Also die meisten Probleme, die...
Thea smiles and says, that's Anna Maria. No concerns, no criminal violence. Main job of the police is to care for cars, which are parked wrong. We have 3 police stations on the island, which is about 7 miles long, so no concern about personal security.
Reguliert, wenn es zu der Sicherheit kommt, auf jeden Fall.
That sounds so great and simple. Come and relax, you're safe. Next topic on GermanTravelRadio.com is about the concerns of many rental agencies when it comes to Airbnb. This way of booking boomed during the last 2 years. Does it kill business? I asked Mia Papaya, the marketing manager, about her experience.
Well, there's not really much Airbnb action going on the island, so we haven't really had much experience with it. We tried actually working and putting some of our properties on there, and unfortunately the way our model works, we were afraid of double booking properties, so we said absolutely not. So we haven't been on there, but we're not seeing too much Airbnb out on the island here.
So it isn't a real problem on Anna Maria Island, but maybe concerning for example the Florida, it is a problem.
Yeah, you know, I've read articles and seen some things online, and I know definitely some bigger cities, it's definitely getting to be quite an issue, but so far so good out here, no issues.
For me, Airbnb is like flying in the difference of a full service or no thrill airways.
You know, I haven't had too much experience with it, but I think that you kind of do take a little bit of a risk when you go through Airbnb versus a property management company. For instance, you know, God forbid there's a leak or, you know, something happens. You know, you can always call us. We have somebody here 24 hours on call service. We're here to cover any emergencies and, you know, they do arise. So I think when you kind of rent with a property management company, you have a little bit more security in that sense.
At last, of course, I try to get some special interest information what to do on the island. Easy for Thea to do this in German, but be relaxed, you get the translation.
In meiner Meinung nach würde ich sagen, dass wir...
My opinion is, we have the best beaches in Florida, she tells. I'm working on the island, living in Bradenton, but every hour being off, I come to the beach and enjoy it. Enjoy the beach and the sea. Enjoy the different people through the season. In March, a lot of Americans, Europeans. In September and October.
In September, Oktober natürlich viele Deutsche, viele englische Gäste. Und es ist einfach schön, das alles aus der Office auch zu sehen.
And what can I do besides being lazy?
Auf jeden Fall die Manatees auf der B-Seite. the manatees and the dolphins beim pier.
There's a large hotel. You have to watch out for dolphins and manatees. You could easily meet the manatees at one of our bayside piers. Beside there, you can watch dolphins in the open sea when strolling along the beach or looking from one of the piers on Coquina Beach into the water. Best chance to make your personal encounter is early in the morning, around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Kann man sie dann sehen.
Für Leute, die...
And there's one more thing which makes an Anna Maria vacation so relaxing. There's no need to have a car.
Natürlich, wir haben den trolley system.
Correct, she tells, we have our island trolley system and a direct connection to Longboat Key and even to Sarasota. And the great thing about the trolley, it's free for everybody.
Können Sie auch über Longboat Key, weil Sie haben ja auch ein trolley system, kann man nach Sarasota auch fahren.
Und das Tolle ist dabei, zumindest hier auf Anna Maria Island, es kostet
gar nichts.
And even the air trip is much more easy since September last year due to the Lufthansa non-stop service from Frankfurt, Germany to Tampa International Airport, which is 50 minutes drive from the island. So no reason not to go to Anna Maria, rent a vacation home and enjoy your days on the beach. Further information and links you're gonna find on our homepage www.german-travelradio.com. Thank you for listening, enjoy your days off, and take care.